This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a controversial housing bill last week that would have ensured that Californians are not excluded from assistance programs due to their immigration status. This came as the governor heads to New York to raise money for the Harris campaign. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, was this a sop to the Harris campaign?
Well, it certainly turned out to be a favor for them on the eve of the debate. This is a bill that has generated a lot of controversy both in the state and outside the state. What it basically is it would open the door for everyone, whether you're here legally, illegally, or undocumented, whatever, to participate in a thing called the California Dream for All. It's a program set up by the state to help first-time home buyers with the down payments. You can get up to $150,000 state money, and if you qualify, and then you pay it back when you sell the house, plus between 50 and 20% of the accrued value of the house. In other words, instead of interest, you pay, if you make money off the house, you pay back into the state. It's a very popular program, but in order for it to qualify for folks who are here without papers, you needed to have a special waiver passed by the legislature and signed into law by the governor. And this was, you know, you could see the picture out there going, hey, wait a minute, people are lining up for this. You're already giving undocumented free health care. Now you're going to give them housing bonuses on top of everybody else. That would be kind of a touchy one. But instead, the governor opted to veto it. His reasoning being, and this is good politics too, is in fact, he says this program is so popular, we don't have enough money in it for right now to take care of the people that are residents of the state legally to take advantage of it. I can't expand it right now.
So after Harris replaced Biden as the Democratic nominee, Newsom took a lower profile at the national convention. Are you surprised he's on the stump now for Harris?
Not really. I mean, he almost virtually vanished. His whole role at the Democratic convention was basically cheering her on from the floor when the California delegation voted her over the top. And that was, you know, about his biggest presence, that and doing cable news and podcast interviews. But a lot of the Harris roles have sort of been undefined up till now. And so Newsom is heading back. He's in Pennsylvania and New York heading up a fundraiser for her, because one of the things he still can't do is bring in cash. And Newsom and Nancy Pelosi and Robert De Niro are hosting a fundraiser with tickets upwards of $100,000 in New York. And then he's going to Pennsylvania to campaign for her as well. What role he may play or not play in a Harris administration remains to be seen, but it's generally felt that if he's on a, you know, a double-edged sword, if he helps her get elected, she gets elected, and chances are that's his shot at the presidency is gone. If she doesn't get elected, he might be able to be the candidate in the next go-round. So we'll see on this one. At least he seems to be playing ball with everybody and trying to make things as smooth as possible for Harris and for himself back in the state of California. As for that program, he did have a legitimate reason for vetoing it. The last time they opened it up, there were some 21,000 people who applied, and the money ran out in 11 days. So I'm not sure if there's enough money to go around, whether you're here or not, or what the politics are.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.